It's Katie with Tom Green, who does everything in the world. You are such a renaissance man, Tom, and I'm a huge fan of yours. I just think that you are brilliant, and I'm so excited you're going to be performing two shows tomorrow night and Saturday night at one of my favorite places to be, the Atlanta Improv. What a great room. So welcome back to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm excited to be there.
7:45, 10:15 shows. And Tom, tell me now, what has been going on with you? I know you've been doing this world tour. You've been selling out everywhere, and I'm thinking in two nights, you're going to do four shows. How often are you out doing stand-up right now?
I'm doing stand-up all the time. Every week I'm going to a different place. And then when I'm not doing stand-up, I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm building this new internet television studio that's a lot of fun that you can watch on my website. But I'm always doing stand-up. I'm going all over the world, like you said. I'm having a blast, and it's an exciting time. We're going to have some laughs. It's fun doing stand-up, you know, because it's nice to get out into the different cities of the world and be on stage in front of people and just having some laughs and really, really sort of celebrating with the fans of my show and the people that have watched me on the films and on the internet show get to come out, and we get to just be in one room together and just have a huge laugh and a great time.
I just was watching before we talked today, Rolling Stone just put out, I'm not even sure why, just a couple of days ago, one of your old videos, and I was laughing my ass off. Did you realize that this was up?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter yesterday. It was pretty cool.
Canterbury,
you know,
Tales?
Interesting how that just came out of nowhere, but I guess that's the cool thing about the internet is that all of the videos that I did, you know, in the past are now like reliving this new life online, and people who've never seen them before are seeing them for the first time, and it's really cool.
Oh my God, I've got to ask you, are people more polite in Canada than they are in the U.S.? Because I would imagine you'd been shot a couple of times doing some of those stunts.
It was interesting when I was shooting the shows in Canada. You know, we were definitely doing this sort of man on the street, guerrilla carnage kind of barge down Main Street thing, and people are more polite in Canada. I think they were a little more confused and shocked by some of the strange things that I would do on the streets. It might have a big part to do with how the show became what it was. You know, I think people might not have done some of those kinds of things in the U.S.
No, I know it. And the way people were screaming bloody murder at one point, but then the lady that was like, do you want some wine? Do you want some wine?
Yeah, you're referring to the bit from Rolling Stone, right?
With the, yes.
The Canterbury Tales, it's called, on YouTube. It's really just a really strange sort of almost piece of performance art where I dress up like in a woman's dress in a blonde wig, and I'm just running around on the streets with a bunch of goat heads tied to a string spraying fire extinguishers at people. So, yeah, it's definitely a strange piece of video.
Oh, my God, I loved it. It made me happy to see it. Do you rap during your stand-up?
I don't know. It's something I, you know, did when I was a teenager, and I did a lot of that in the past. Music, I've enjoyed doing music. But, no, it's a stand-up show. It's jokes. I'm talking about a lot of things that I think are important or ridiculous about the world, and it's a really high-energy, outrageous show. I do a lot of improv with the crowd. I do a lot of crowd work, and it's a lot of fun.
That's what I was wondering, is how much of it do you feed off of the crowd, and do you just look at somebody in the audience and start giving them a hard time, although with lots of love, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's just sort of fun to talk to people in the front row and make it spontaneous, and then I incorporate a lot of my material and jokes and ideas that I'm working on into that. But yeah, I try to keep it very spontaneous. It's a lot of fun, a lot of energy, and expect to laugh very hard at the show. It's a really fun show.
I love it. I love it. That's one of the things I love the most about going out on a Friday or Saturday night and watching comedy, is you just almost can't even stay. Your ribs are like broken by the time you're done laughing so hard.
Yeah, it's not a one-man show. I'm not talking about telling stories about my career. I'm not talking about my movies and my TV shows. I'm basically doing stand-up. I'm telling jokes. I'm telling a lot of stories about things that I think are strange about the world, and talking about technology, talking about the media, just making fun of everything.
And being from Canada, I'm hearing you're a boat and all that coming out. Are you a big Rush fan?
Everyone in Canada is a big Rush fan, you know.
Yeah, there you go. I was just saying, because they're back out on tour. So, hey, and the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary, were you in the audience?
Yes, I was. That was an amazing show.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I know the only people that were in the audience were people that had hosted, like you had, or people that had been guests, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I hosted the show in, I think, the year 2000 it was, and it was great to be back in the studio, and I've been on the show another time, and so it's really kind of it was a really cool night. I mean, it was just amazing. You know, I could sit here and name drop all the people that were there. I mean, you saw them all on TV, but
yes.
In the audience there were other people that you didn't see on TV, like Jack Nicholson. And, you know, just to be seeing behind the scenes, though, was, you know, sitting there in the hallway and seeing Paul McCartney chatting it up with Keith Richards just casually, just all of these people converging in one place all around you was just a very bizarre thing. I've been to a few Hollywood parties in my last 10 or 15 years, but that was definitely the most amazing one.
Isn't that so? And what about the after party with everybody playing?
Yeah, I know. It was really cool. I mean, you know, it was just like Paul McCartney jumped up on stage. You know, Dan Aykroyd went up on stage and said, "Does anybody here play bass?" You know, oh, Paul McCartney jumps up on stage. Cool. And then he did a song with Taylor Swift and Jimmy Fallon. And it was really cool.
I thought I saw you there, but I wasn't sure. But it was really fun to watch. It was one of those things where I thought that the closeness of you all in the audience had to have given strength to the people that were getting up on stage. Like Jane Curtin, you could just tell she was nervous because she hadn't been on stage in, you know, how many years?
Oh, yeah,
years.
I'm sure it scared the crap out of everybody.
Yes!
You know, I mean, it's intimidating enough performing in front of a normal audience sometimes, but when you have everybody who's anybody there, I'm sure it probably made, I mean, especially when you're performing in front of your peers, I think comedians can sometimes, you know, get a little freaked out if there's other comedians sitting there.
Wow, and they were, I mean,
I don't get freaked out by it, but I think other people could get freaked out.
Isn't that interesting? You don't seem to get freaked out by much, which, by the way, I'd like to just touch on, because I know lots of people can relate to this. You had cancer back, what, 10 years ago? No, 15 years ago, quite a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I am a six-year survivor right now, but I, you know, I thought about you when I was reading about your book and the special you did on MTV at the time, in that you really have to have a sense of humor when you're going through crazy shit like that, you know? Tell me about how you had to be funny about having testicular cancer.
Well, you know, I was doing my show on MTV, and we were sort of right at the peak of the popularity of the Tom Green Show when I was on MTV. So it was one of these things where we were already filming everything that was going on in my life. You know, I mean, it wasn't a reality show, but we would go do pranks on my parents. I would do pranks on my friends.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden I had cancer, so we decided to document that and make a special about that. And that was a pretty... I had a much more of an impact on my life, that decision, than I really realized at the time, because now, you know, all over the world, people have seen that show, and everywhere I go, people know that I've had testicular cancer. People will make jokes about it. People say, "How's your ball, buddy?" You know, and I'll be like, "Okay, geez, you know, that's a little insensitive, you know."
Right.
You know, it's bizarre, you know, how people really sort of misinterpreted what we were doing and really have turned it into this thing where it's supposed to be really hilarious or something like that. But on the bright side of it, it's been cool because I have people who diagnose their cancer because of that special and come up to me after my shows all the time and thank me for putting that on TV in the way we did. So it's been a very rewarding experience doing that. I think having had cancer has definitely made me more aware of how precious this life is and made me want to get out and do what I love to do, which is comedy and comment on the world and spout my opinions about things and get up on stage and have laughs with people. So it's been a good thing. Being a cancer survivor is a good thing.
I realized the same thing. My boss has kind of encouraged me to go public with it, which I'm a pretty private person, but it wasn't. It's just I don't like to draw that kind of attention. And it was the same thing where I just couldn't believe the response and the reaction that I got. And it ended up being one of the best things that ever happened to me, which is kind of easy in hindsight to say if we're both still sitting here. But at the same time, there are so many people that are with you and that are behind you that you just don't even have a clue. And then I can imagine with the popularity that you had doing that and stepping out like that, I have a feeling you probably saved some lives, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're doing well, and congratulations. Yeah.
Well, thank you, and the same to you.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about what we'll see tomorrow night and Saturday night. As I mentioned, welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah, I got four shows this weekend, and then we're going actually doing one show in Alabama as well, in Hoover, Alabama on Sunday, so we're in the area. It's going to be fun. The shows this weekend are just going to be having a wild time. If you want to, if you like crazy, having crazy laughter in your life, just come out to the show. It's going to be ridiculous. And like I said, it's an hour long stand up show, and you know, it's going to be awesome.
So excited to see you. So theimprovatlanta.com, you'll find more details there, and then check out his website, tomgreen.com. You're doing so much stuff. Anything that we want to look forward to? I know you've got a Showtime special coming out.
I have my first Showtime special is out now, and I'm writing the next one. So it'll be coming out when I'm done writing it. So
there you go.
See some of the new stuff I'm working on. It's really, it's the most fun I've ever had.